Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone, to RBN. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. You know, Twitter today is just ablaze with Holocaust Remembrance Day. I always get a little upset about this because I think it's pure racism when you only select, say, one individual group that allegedly had millions killed. When you then think of the Rhine Eisenhower POW camps where German POWs were reclassified as enemy combatants, sounds like Iraq, doesn't it? And over a million were starved to death. The genocides of Vietnam, Guatemala, Rwanda, over in Myanmar right now. It's pure racism that only one select group is ever to be remembered, like the Armenian genocide. Forget them. There can only be one official genocide. That's how PR works. You know, I spoke here about a month or so ago, and time before that, about the Bhopal chemical disaster, in which upwards of 500,000 people were affected by that. 30-some-odd thousand died from it. 3,000-some, 3,800 or so instantly died from this massive chemical leak. And the crimes of those that were the so-called disaster was pinned on, which was six people who got 2 years in jail and a $2,000 fine each. I guess that's justice, right? Now we have this continued hype from Trump and others about the drugs flowing into this country, and I've highlighted this before, about the DHS Sentry members who are vetted, who only have a 10-second border wait, and you can use your DuckGoGo or whatever browser you want and just use the term Sentry member arrested. And read the stories. There was over 200,000 search results of that, of where millions in meth, cocaine, other drugs were all confiscated. And this is how this fake war on drugs goes. You make a few arrests, and of course you make sure you have the victims. With a 10-second border wait, it means that you're not going to get inspected because you're a trusted traveler. Full backgrounds check, retinal scans, 10-point finger ID, all this. And these are the ones that are being used for mules to bring drugs into this country. So on top of that, since 1999 to 2017, the family, none of us noteworthy or not to notice that they're Jewish or not, but the family behind the OxyContin maker engineered this opiate crisis. And this Massachusetts Attorney General has said, the Massachusetts Attorney General is targeting this Purdue Pharma and eight members of the Sackler Jewish family who own the company, alleging that in the lawsuit they are personally responsible for this deceptive selling of this OxyContin. This story means something to me because I had a surgery 21 months ago and I've had to die of damn pain here because I can't get adequate pain relief because of the clampdown now on opiates. Anyway, this comes from CBS News where this Mira Healy had sat down with CBS this morning. She alleges that the Sackler family hired hundreds of workers to carry out their wishes, pushing doctors to get more patients on opiates at higher doses for longer than ever before, all while paying themselves billions of dollars. Profit over the lives of people. In her lawsuit, this Healy names eight members of the family that own this Purdue Pharma, and then alleged that they micromanaged a deceptive sales campaign. And this has been confirmed in other reports where even doctors were paid upwards of $40,000 to write these prescriptions. So 400,000 people have died from this. Apparently, this isn't one of those holocausts or a white genocide, which they proudly proclaim on Twitter daily. That isn't racism. But imagine this. It's like sitting and watching TV, and for whenever I do, the constant evening news era time of where it's, are you depressed? Feel lonely? Ask your doctor about AstraZeneca. And then later at night, it's all these FDA-approved drugs. Get that again, FDA-approved drugs that have massive lawsuits on them, the makers, the terrible side effects. And, of course, if you're having a side effect, your doctor can prescribe something to alleviate that. Like those purple pills. Right on the box it says, do not use for more than 12 days. And people are being prescribed that like it's candy. They could use that apple cider vinegar and solve their problems, but no, it's not natural. The cider vinegar is, but it's not natural that you would seek something that wasn't from Big Pharma. After all, they're making billions of dollars a year off of each individual prescription-type toxic chemical. And in lieu of that, like the massive measles outbreaks at different schools and whatever like that. And of course, they're blaming the anti-vaxxers. Oh my God, you didn't vaccinate your child. Well, my child's not sick. Yours is. Anyway, in lieu of what I was saying earlier about the Democrats going down there to Puerto Rico, the clients spent $3.42 billion on lobbying in 2018, the largest sum since an all-time peak in 2010, according to data from the Center for Responsive Politics. Isn't that nice to know that you can buy a politician? They won't represent you if you're a citizen, but boy, if you're one of these big, huge corporations, you can sure buy a politician. My dog, Loki, is over here panting for some reason. I'm a little cold. Anyway, imagine that billions of dollars in those cities held by those politicians, as I mentioned earlier, that could have used the money these politicians had, but of course they do nothing to help the very citizens that they've lied to, who got them, you know, that allegedly went out and elected them. Who knows, through vote fraud and everything. But you just imagine all this money these big corporations soak into these politicians, and these politicians, they spend the first few months getting what he called acclimated to their so-called jobs, and then it's right back out into lobbying for their next election. And in the meantime, they haven't done a single thing for the community, nothing. And if you think they have, just look around your local cities, hit a few potholes, you know, watch these car crash videos, see what's actually going on. Like that, you know, after all, you know, they can afford $700 million to arm and train rebels, but they can't buy $100,000 snowplow. Which means that someone in America is either going to wreck, a fatality. And remember, the average funeral cost $8,000. Don't leave your debt to your loved ones. Okay, sounds good. One other story here. You know, I've highlighted this. I always feel sorry for these young military boys because the way they depress the economy, and because of that, these young boys, they can't find a job. And so as they come out of college, they enter into the military with an officer's position. And the sadness of 22 veterans a day committing suicide is astounding. But it sums it up more when you say over 8,000 a year. Entire cities are being, or towns, are being erased from the map. Well, this new thing that probably Doug will be talking about later on here, if he's live tonight, is that the number of confirmed or suspected suicides in the active duty Marine Corps has reached a 10-year high in 2018 with 57 cases. These are active duty. And, of course, this is by the a new Marine Corps data obtained by CNN. And that article's on Blacklisted News Radio. And Rhonda from Missouri wants back in. So we'll kick Rhonda back in there. She can give us her details on her location.
Keith, hi. Hi, Keith. So it's I have to call. I had to call back in for a couple reasons. I've been corrected. It was 12 camels and a goat, not two. She's like, what? Anyway, no, and then the other thing was you're talking about, my location, I'm in St. Peter's, Missouri. But you started talking about drugs. You started talking about drugs. And wanted to weigh in on that one myself. I totally do not do any kind of drugs at all if I can help it. But in 2000, I was in a car accident, and this lady was exiting a daycare, and she was looking at me, and she was turning onto the street I was on, and she looked right at me, and she stopped, and I hit her right on the wheel well. That was painful. But anyway.
For you or the car?
The car was totaled. But, yeah. For both of us, but you know what's weird is my glasses fell off. I wear glasses, and I could totally see clearly for, like, I don't know, 2 minutes, and then I'm like, then I couldn't. I was like, what the heck? But, you know, and at that time, I was like minus 300 or something. But anyway,
that's your vision.
I had that car accident. I was in college, and I was I found out that Tylenol doesn't agree with me, so I was given Vicoprofen. I couldn't do whichever one. Vicodin and Vicoprofen. Anyway, I could only take the one that was the ibuprofen, so I guess it was Vicoprofen. But then, I mean, I was having massive headaches after that because I got whiplash, and the doctor was like, I said, can I get, like, some more painkillers? Because you're talking about you're on painkillers, right?
Yeah.
The worst thing you could do is ask the doctor for those because he won't give them to you. So what you got to do is get yourself a nice case of shingles. I got those after my dad died. You know why he said he wouldn't give me more? He said, you're this perfect age range for being addicted. I'm like, you don't know me very well, but okay. So then he gave me muscle relaxers, Flexerol.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go to the chiropractor for like 6 months. What a mess. But then after my dad died, I was so stressed. Oh, my gosh. In 2005, my dad passed away. And from all the stress, I got shingles. And ironically, all of a sudden, the reason for me being addicted went away. How many do you want?
Right.
I was like, I'm in trouble if he's asking me. Just, you know, what, 5 years earlier, he said, we got to cut you off because you're going to be addicted. And then 5 years later, it's how many do you want? Do you want more? I could have as many as I wanted. I didn't finish the bottle on those. But, you know, that was amazing to me. It's like, well, what happened to my potential addiction problem? Isn't that amazing?
Rhonda, there was the last time I was at the doctor's there, I don't know if I said this on the radio or on the internet last time here, but the doctor was just about ready to come to me, and then he was called for a phone call, and he told me asked me if I could wait. I said, sure, we're going to die anyway. And he just looked at me, you know, but anyway, he was talking on the phone there about one of the other patients from up north here who had came in and they thought was shopping for pills because she kept complaining about pain. And they did a health workup on her and they found nothing like that. And of course, the premise of the phone call was the other doctor saying that he'd gotten a hold of her and found out that they had misdiagnosed it, and actually she had third stage cancer, and that she had three kids. And after the phone, after telling her about the cancer and stuff, she would no longer talk to the doctors and stuff. But, you know, when people complain about valid pain, it's immediately assumed that they're doctor shopping or looking for drugs and stuff. And it can't be by no fault the doctor's problems from a botched surgery or anything else like that. That's what really makes me mad. I mean, the pain and suffering someone has to go through nowadays with the ease, like I get, 56 OxyContin a month like that. It's almost $260-some for that. They're making a fortune off this. Of course, I guess gonna pay those corporation gonna pay the military somehow to keep that opium flowing, right?
Right.
Anyway, I got another caller here. So, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, okay. Sounds good. Okay,
bye.
My best to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Good evening, Dave in Nevada. Hope you're having a good evening.
How you doing?
Hanging in there.
All right. Yeah. So are we all? I just wanted to comment on a few things that you've been talking about. First of all, I think I've come to a conclusion as to I've never thought that Donald Trump is actually running this country.
No.
And I've come. No, he's not. I'll tell you who I think is more in control. I don't know who is ultimately in control.
John Bolton, President Bolton.
I'll tell you who I think is actually higher up, at least, are women. Namely Hillary Clinton, who was standing right by Cuomo during the signing of that abortion bill, first of all. And Pelosi, who is behind the recent quote-unquote border security, I'll just call it whatever, bill or compromise. These are all women. I mean, these women are women rule this country. This country is completely feminized.
Well,
the men that are in politics, they're feminized too. They're either feminized like Donald Trump, who's basically a cuckold, or they're homosexuals.
Yep.
Either way you cut it. I understand like this whole thing with I think people wanted to give Donald Trump a chance, and that's fine, and that's totally reasonable. But I think we've completely run the course now. The course is finished. In my opinion.
Well, as I was talking to Steve today on his show, there, you know, the fact that Nancy Pelosi, remember that her fortune of $200 million came from land sales. This was to Gorbachev, the Presidio down there in San Francisco. Gorbachev, remember, his main office was still in Moscow. This was after the alleged fall of the Soviet Union. And if you read that archive.org called The Sea of Blood, it's a PDF you can download, you'll see what the actual status quo of how they planned to wipe out the white and Aryan people. And this is this communism. That's why today I hear a lot of people talking about Soviet Israel, is because all of the immigration from the former Soviet Union is going to Israel. Israelis are coming here. And this is the communist takeover. And this isn't applying to Jews. This is to the Zionists that in their socialism program, where they get everyone addicted to socialism here, like that whack job, what's her name? OAC, whatever it is. But anyway, but you know, this is the desired plan here is to destroy this country, bring in mass immigration. The Zionist Jews on YouTube have a video where they openly admit that immigration's number one on their agenda, and that's why Pelosi wouldn't back down on any of this. Anyway, if you got any more else, I'll hold you over here, but I got a commercial coming up here, okay?
Okay, I'll hold over.
All right, sounds good. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Right back.
table talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You wanna know? Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, and we're currently talking with Dave down there in Nevada. So, Dave, continue, young man.
I've developed an edge about my own personality now because I think I've come to a firm grasp as to where we are in a certain timeline, and
right.
In terms of, and also in terms of, you were mentioning about the morality of people. There's no morality anymore.
And no, so, they're teaching boys that are 8 years old that they can menstruate now.
Yeah, and how to masturbate, girls, like young girls, how to masturbate and things like that. And so I'm really questioning, where are the parents? I mean, is there?
Well, in New York, they got that 10-year-old drag queen that the parents sit there and fully endorse. You know.
Yeah, and
someday,
like, you
eventually,
know,
someday that kid's going to get plugged up the rear like that, and he'll probably change his mind, you know?
And I don't know if people actually realize that. They just kind of laugh at it like a joke. Like, oh, this is like one of those funny homos. They're so entertaining. it's not going to be so entertaining when one of your kids get abused. That's what people don't understand. They think like this is kind of like comedy. They think it's comedy, but it's not. And that's how they've indoctrinated us through Hollywood. They've made this whole hypersexual
normalized.
They're normalizing all behaviors.
Lowering the consent age, lowering the consent age for anal sex, raising the limit of age difference between partners, as they call it, so they can be 10 years older. So a 26-year-old man can be doing or diddling your 16-year-old boy, and that's legal because a consenting adult could be 16. I mean, this is bull crap.
Yeah, and it's gone beyond the pale. It's absolutely insane now. And now I don't laugh at these jokes anymore because I realize how serious it is. So when I hear people talking about it and they're make cracking jokes about it and they want me to get in on the joke, I'm not in on it anymore.
No.
I'm not. I give people a serious look and I'm just like, I'm not gonna be in on this joke anymore. It's not funny to me.
Well, you bring up a good point there, Dave, because, you know, it's like exporting America's Western democracy. Whenever I hear that, you know, like Netflix right now, it's going to be debuting 4 new episodes of Queer Eye, but it's going to be filmed in Japan. You know, it's like unhappy with anything else is to strip the morals of some other nations that I guess they all fit in, you know.
Right.
Or as well as the article on Israeli Times, I think it is, or JTA over there, which says that transgenderism is a Jewish imperative.
Yep. And we've been indoctrinated into it. And I myself personally, I'm not gonna play into the jokes anymore. Not even like at a dinner party. I'm gonna stand a firm ground personally because I know how serious it is. Because I'll tell you why. One of these days, I'm actually going to be attacked by one of these people in these liberal groups, or someone in my family is, and then I'm personally going to feel responsible because I acquiesced to the jokes. You see what I'm saying? I laughed at their jokes and I didn't say anything, or I didn't respond properly by being serious about it. You know, that's why I'm not happy about this stuff, and I'm not playing into it.
Yeah, Dave, the attack on Christianity keeps going on further. As you and I are just discussing here, morality wise, anyone that would highlight where like the scriptures condemns anything, and I don't care what people's lifestyles are. I mean, if you want to do something, do it in your own home. Just don't take it down Main Street, you know. But the point is. In normalizing all this behavior, it's like when you read the scripture where it says, and God gave them over to their own retrobate, you know.
They gave them over to their own habits.
Yeah. And if this is the lifestyle they want, fine. But you got to remember that what comes with that. If someone wants to go out there and say and freely practice whatever sexual persuasion they want to be, there's always the end part of that where the person becomes disabled, lives off Medicaid, Medicare, whatever like that, for their medicine, the treatments, all this stuff, and the taxpayer pays for it.
Or they go into office and they start writing policy.
Yeah, or transgenderism, a surgery for transgenderism is covered by Medicaid.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this thing in New York, this abortion bill, I mean, abortion is heinous, but this one is just, where's the uproar? Where's the uproar from any leadership, like, around the world? Where's the Pope? Where's Donald Trump? Like, the supposed conservative Republican guy? He hasn't said a peep.
Well, here's another one. Like, Trump and Tulsi Gabbard over there in Hawaii, they're both pandering to the LGBTQ vote right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and this is where, you know, we don't worship government, we worship God. Well, what part of God would allow that? Anyway, my break's coming up here. I'm going to go ahead and cut you loose here. But thanks for calling in, though, okay, Dave?
Yep.
All right, my best to you there. Have a good evening. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I have another caller here, but first I want to just a short story here. Yellowstone's forests could become grasslands by mid-century. And, of course, this is attributed to this alleged global warming climate change. And I would rate this up there with the same thing about this recent tweet I saw a friend of mine respond to on Twitter, where they talked about a $100,000 grant was given to study where alcoholism comes from. And he replied, from drinking alcohol. And he went on to say, you know, if you want any additional help with $100,000, I can tell you where this comes from and that comes from, which is basically the same thing here. But one thing I always like about these things about Yellowstone, which is a tourism center for Montana here, you know, is the fact that if Yellowstone goes off, you ain't going to have to worry about that anyway. Bill, over in Wisconsin. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me, Keith?
Over and out.
Very good. I got a couple comments. First of all, on Venezuela, it's obvious that we've been messing with their country for quite some time. When Hugo Chavez was in there, and he owned Citgo. There were gas stations, Citgo, around here, and I would go in and buy gas there and tell him that I was buying it because of Hugo Chavez and how he was, you know, trying to maintain an independent country.
Hello.
American solution, true American solution, is no entangling alliances. So we
right.
should not be involved in whatever takes place in that country. And it's unconscionable when we're going in there trying to take their oil and gold and whatever they have. And, you know, it's unconscionable what's happening to the people in that country. We don't seem, obviously we don't, the deep state doesn't care about any decent treatment for humanity. So, you know, the only solution is to, you know, pray and to say to our representatives, we don't want to get involved in any of this. Bring the troops home from all these countries, okay? And I agree with Dave in Nevada and Frank in North Carolina yesterday, okay, on Rick Adams' show. You know, Trump's kind of just leading us on, and he keeps saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then he doesn't do it. But what does he do? He is in complete support of Israel and, like you say, the Zionists. And I don't believe with Dave that the women are getting in control. I believe it's, you know, it's the Zionists and it's Jared Kushner. You know, that's who's pretty much running the country right now. So,
yeah.
Then, your health problem. I get some stuff from a Dr. Ron Green in Montana. Are you familiar with him?
No, I haven't heard of him.
Okay. Well, I get some stuff, some herbs and different things, and, you know, you might try to look him up or
you know
check
what
around, I'm sure. I could leave the phone number. I don't have it handy here. But I could leave it
Bill,
with Ken.
Bill, do you know what town he's in?
Gee, I don't. I really don't. So, but I've been getting some stuff from him, and I think it's beneficial. I've got a lot of pain, have had a lot of pain. The only thing that I've ever taken was one Tylenol, and the hospital darn near killed me with the antibiotics, so I don't go to those kind of doctors. I don't want anything that they've got. It just isn't good. So I feel for you, brother, but you know, you're not, the OxyContin might be helping you, but I just don't think that that's your solution.
Well, no, there's another treatment here. It's I was just, I put this in the chat room a little bit ago here. Their new process or procedure they're going to try is this ultrasound-guided spermatic cord type thing. This is all from a surgery, from a dual hernia thing where they've nicked either the nerves or something like that.
Sure.
And to me, it's just having to keep going back to support the same type of a scenario to either milk Medicare, Medicaid, the gas expenses, the doctor's visits and stuff, the prescriptions, the time a guy, I mean, it's corporate fascism. You know, you know, like Goldman Sachs said, we don't want a cure for disease. It's not profitable.
Right. Yeah. They want to charge us to kill us. That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just think, and I've often said, if somebody told me I could cure cancer or whatever by eating dog turds, I'd start doing it.
You remember Jack LaLanne when he got...
Not actually, but figuratively. Yeah, I don't believe they have any solution. I don't believe they want a solution. I believe they want to eliminate as many people. You ought to see the obituary section lately in our little local paper. 12, you know, and like you say, all ages, not just old people. So, you know, everybody that I talk to, I say, stay away from them, try to take herbs, try to do, you know, good things in the diet and whatever. So,
yeah, Bill, remember Jack LaLanne, remember when he got really deathly sick there and he went to that juicing diet and he lived to be 94. This is the problem with our food nowadays, that it's all these added vitamins and minerals because it's processed and there's nothing in it.
Right.
This is why kids are getting so sick and everything like that, because of the processing and everything. When I grew up, we always ate apples. We always had salads and stuff. Today, it's chips and crap like that, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, I got another caller here.
70% of the processed foods in the grocery store contain GMOs.
Yep.
And that's not good. So
yeah, and those wonderful politicians have made it so that their corporations make sure they don't have to label anything for that either.
Right. And, you know, they're paid off by Big Pharma. They're paid off by, you know, all the corporations. When Al Whitney says the American Medical Association, the American Bar Association have nothing to do with health and with justice, she hits the nail right on the head.
Right. You know? All right, Bill. Yeah. Well, I got to cut you loose here. I got another caller here, but I appreciate you calling in there. But I'll look up that Dr. Green.
Yeah,
okay?
Ron Green. I'll try to remember to leave a phone number or something with Ken.
All right. Sounds great. Okay.
Okay.
All right. My best to you.
You bet.
Before this other call here, there's an ad on RT News there, and it's entitled, "What do you think of this bizarre ad from PETA, P-E-T-A? You might want to, I sent it the link in there to the chat room there, and also one over to the control room there, but this is where they are normalizing this weird behavior. People dance around with penises and stuff hanging off them. And this is from PETA. Gary in Colorado. Good evening, sir. I hope you're having a good night down there and that there's no shootings and stuff.
Hey, this is Aaron in Colorado. You're my favorite host there. I love to hear you. I just wanted to answer the other, not the last caller, but the caller behind. He was saying, what do we do? What do we do? What can we do? What can we do? Well, technology in this government has us, has a dog collar on all of our necks. And so to run out and say, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, the first thing we do is you pull your money out of the banks. And I'm going to keep calling. I'm going to keep harping on that. And a lot of people there at RBN and some of the hosts don't agree with that. They say it's going to cause a run on the banks and, oh, boy, oh, this and that. Okay, I don't give anything about that. What you need to do, everybody here that's listening needs Monday to go pull your money out of the banks. That's it. Pull your money out of the banks. That'll pull the plug on something. Okay? I've given out 2,500 tapes of Alex Jones and everybody else. I've done that. Wrote letters to the editor and tell the paper don't print my letters anymore. So what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, write letters to the paper, which won't get you nowhere, but still do it. Just do it and go to the write letters to the Congress and all that. It don't do nothing, but still do it.
No.
Pull your money out of the banks. Pass the word around. Pass the word around. That guy going, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Okay, well, go tell your neighbor about RBN. Go tell your neighbor to pull your money out of the banks. Talk. That's about all we can really do is kind of network and kind of do that, because we're just overwhelmed with high-tech, fake news, and SWAT teams. So that's what we do. To answer the second caller, that's what we do. We do what we can do with the Lord. That's what we do.
Right. You know,
that's all I got to say.
Yeah, this reminds me of this pre-dawn raid over there. What's his name? Using SWAT team, alerting CNN to film it all.
Stone?
I mean, yeah,
Roger Stone.
Yeah, I mean, this shows you exactly what's going on. And, of course, this is used to intimidate, just like other, like the gal that had, I think it was Ace Hardware or something. She bought a grow lamp to start her fledgling tomato plants in. And 12 hours later, her door was kicked down. Her dog was shot. And like, assuming, you know, they want to track everything. Even I think in Colorado a while back, a couple of years back, that says that yard sale transactions must be done by check so they can track who's buying what to see where your money's going. We're instantly all made the criminals. Meanwhile, these politicians are worth tens of millions of dollars. They can offshore their holdings. They can do whatever they want. And we know this from Panama Papers and other the real criminals are the ones in charge. Meanwhile, the cops are pulling you over for a damn taillight license plate illumination light isn't working, and they always escalate it. And the only way to do it is just divest from that and say, you know, hey, I respect you, officer, for your job, but I'm not talking to you. Because it's entrapment. Remember, the Ninth Circuit Court has ruled that law enforcement can lie to you. It's entrapment. Did I lose you? Okay, yeah. All right, hey, thanks, Gary. I guess we dropped there. That happened on the last call there, too. You faded out a little bit there. But anyway, get back to some other news here. Again, you had to watch that PETA ad there. It's interesting what's going on here. You know, this shows you the state of how this country is. I don't remember, and talking with a lot of my friends, we don't remember any of this stuff growing up, as well as the autism and other stuff, but this Los Angeles disc jockey calls for the Covington Catholic School Boys school itself to be burned down, and this is with the kids inside. Twitter said he didn't violate any rules. I put that on par with the same ones of this white genocide that we constantly see. That isn't a hate crime either. And, of course, we find out this is all a setup here that the Native American, who poorly represents the beautiful Native Americans in this country here, and a fake Vietnam veteran at that, you know, was used to do this ploy there to try to provoke these kids. And, of course, they were all wearing the MAGA hats. And the only thing I thought about the whole thing is that these same kids that are so are the same ones that would probably be drafted here before too long. And like that U.S. general says, the U.S. military should be prepared to die for Israel. But I don't support politicians in any way. The country I have no problem with. It's people. There's a question there, but generally this there's nothing wrong with America. You know, the old saying that if you don't like America, leave it. It's not the country. It's its politicians. It's corruptness. The corrupt law enforcement agencies we have. The corrupt NSA. We're all the criminals. Meanwhile, these guys can go out there and they can violate whatever laws, whatever. And if you don't follow Tom Fitton there from Judicial Watch, you should. This is where you have to actually sue the government and find out that the government isn't going to release information. And, of course, they always use that national security interest type thing, which actually would expose that if they brought one down, if she, say Hillary in this case, was to squeak, would bring the entire government down and show you exactly how corrupt it was. And this goes clear over to London, everything with those new paper release there. How they were controlling the media to keep this Russian narrative thing going. I mean, the corruption is just, it's so in mass, it's pathetic. And you have to realize that there's so many people behind it too. And I wondered about this next story here because the Republican National Committee's resolution group passed a resolution effectively canceling the GOP primary for 2020. And that threw a couple red flags up there for me there. And, of course, this RNC resolution committee just voted unanimously for this undivided support for Trump and his effective presidency. And, of course, whenever you look at these so-called the great unemployment figures and stuff, and yet daily you can either go to Daily Jobs Cut and look at the thousands and thousands of Americans that are losing their jobs. Even noted here that I had for another article here, but the Huffington Post and BuzzFeed, they're laying off hundreds of journalists. And, of course, I don't know if that was due to the government shutdown and the CIA couldn't pay these journalists or what, but the massive amount of layoffs that are coming, which means a potential apartment lost, a home foreclosed on, another vehicle repossessed or two, the credit scores that are be hit from that, the rising insurance rates, because remember your insurance is affected by what your credit score is. But this is I believe this, we're in the death throes of seeing this country go down, and like Rome, we're watching right now, to where all they can do is highlight all these great things we used to have. Make America great again. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I'm running out of time here. I got one more caller here, but I just want to do one little quick story here as a little bit of humor here. And then I'll get to Jack in California. A woman was shot after performing sex act for $5 and some Pringles, officials say. Apparently, after the sex act, the guy demanded his $5 back. Anyway, that's out of Fox 10 Phoenix. By the way, Pringles is supposed to be cancer-causing. Jack in California, good evening. How are you doing?
Aloha, how are you?
Aloha, I'm not in Hawaii, that's Mike. I'm fine. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I thought that's how you welcome people on your show. It's my first time calling.
Well, welcome to the club.
Listen to a lot of people on RBN, and I've shared this once before on talk radio 2 years ago. I think Donald Trump's a crypto Jew. I think
he's an admitted Zionist. Jack, he's an admitted Zionist. I've watched him on video say that he's proud to be a Zionist, just like when you listen to I played it last week there with Dum-Dum of Obama's there, his vice president there, where he says that you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
No, and he's always flipping out the triangle and the hand sign, the Freemasonic hand sign, right? So they've got the global population brainwashed, you know, that this guy's the great white hope. They're just working the dialectic, right, both sides of the argument, which is basically the Republican and Democratic Party.
Yeah, Jack, here's one for you. I'm a firm believer that this Q movement, or QAnon, is a delay method to keep people, following along, waiting for these massive 40-some thousand indictments. I mean, if you've got Trump that has a DOJ and FBI against him, where are these indictments coming from? This is just another stall tactic as they're surrounding you, just like circling the wagons.
Well, someone shot me on Cuba last year, and my immediate thought was, why would I want to listen to someone anonymously referring to himself as Q when I could listen to a bunch of guys who identify themselves on RBN?
There you go. I have nothing to hide. Yeah, I mean, I'm just a poor old hick boy out here in Montana, you know.
Put your neck on the line and speak the truth, and there's not a lot of people doing that, but those that are speaking it, the truth resonates with all of us out here in the hinterland.
Right. Well, as I said last week there, I gave a detailed description of all those patriots who were actually stood up, like Martin Luther King, Gandhi, JFK, those that exposed the deep state, they're all dead. They were assassinated.
Yeah, it appears that the journalists are going to be the first phase, and coming up soon, they're certainly intimidating people here in North America.
You heard William Barr in his confirmation hearing there the other day talking about journalists, where he says they might be deemed as enemies of the state. Anyway, Jack,
be careful, my friend.
Yeah, my best to you, okay? And I guess it's my end of the show here. It seems like a little bit early, but who knows? Anyway, up next is Blacklisted News Radio with Doug, and I hope he's live tonight. Thanks to all those in the chat room there. Putting in your 2 cents, also those in Radio Land. And thank you again for Kenneth down there, who does a great job to support RBN. Please do it. And we'll catch you next week if we're all still alive. Good evening from Montana. I'm going down to make some beer battered pot. So have a good evening.
Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
This is RBN.